Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Chapter 7 of 9th Canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. The Descendants of King Mantata. In this chapter, the descendants of King Mantata are described, and in this connection, the histories of Purukutsa and Harishchandra are also given. The most prominent son of Mantata was Ambarish. His son was Yovanashva, and Yovanashva's son was Harita. These three personalities were the best in the dynasty of Mantata. Purukutsa, another son of Mantata, married the sister of the snakes, Sarpagana, named Narmadai. The son of Purukutsa was Trasadasyu, whose son was Amaranya. Amaranya's son was Paryashva. Paryashva's son was Praruna, also known as Trishanku. Praruna. Praruna's son was Tribandhana, and Tribandhana's son was Satyavrata, also known as Trishanku. When Trishanku kidnapped the daughter of a Brahmana, his father cursed him for this sinful act, and Trishanku became a Chandala, worse than a Shudra. Later, by the influence of Vishvamitra, he was brought to the heavenly planets, but by the influence of the demigods, he fell back downward. He was stopped in his fall, however, by the influence of Vishvamitra. The son of Trishanku was Harishchandra. Harishchandra once performed a Rajasuya Yajna, but Vishvamitra cunningly took all of Harishchandra's possessions as a dakshina contribution, and chastised Harishchandra in various ways. Because of this, a quarrel arose between Vishvamitra and Vasishta. Harishchandra had no sons, but on the advice of Narada, he worshipped Varuna, and in this way got a son named Rohita. Harishchandra promised that Rohita would be used to perform a Varuna Yajna. Varuna reminded Harishchandra repeatedly about this yajna, but the king, because of affection for his son, gave various arguments to avoid sacrificing him. Thus, time passed, and gradually the son grew up. To safeguard his life, the boy then took bow and arrows in hand and went to the forest. Meanwhile, at home, Harishchandra suffered from dropsy because of an attack from Varuna. When Rohita received the news that his father was suffering, he wanted to return to the capital, but King Indra prevented him from doing so. Following the instructions of Indra, Rohita lived in the forest for 6 years and then returned home. Rohita purchased Sunakshetra, the second son of Ajigarta, and gave him to his father, Harishchandra, as the sacrificial animal. In this way, the sacrifice was performed. Varuna and the other demigods were pacified, and Harishchandra was freed from disease. In this sacrifice, Vishvamitra was the Hota priest, Jamadagni was the Advarya, Vasishta was the Brahma, and Ayasya was the Udgata. King Indra, being very satisfied by the sacrifice, gave Harishchandra a golden chariot, and Vishvamitra gave him transcendental knowledge. Thus, Shukadeva Goswami describes how Harishchandra achieved perfection. Text 1, Sri Shuku Vacha, Mantatu Putra Pravaro Yombarisha Prakirtitaha Pita Mahina Pravarto Yauvanashvas Tutatsutaha Aritas Tasyaputro Bhin Pun Mandhatra Pravara Ime. Shukadeva Goswami said, the most prominent among the sons of Mandhata was he who is celebrated as Ambarish. Ambarish was accepted as son by his grandfather, Yauvanashva. Ambarish's son was Yauvanashva. His grandfather was Yauvanashva. Ambarish's son was Yauvanashva. And Yauvanashva's son was Harita. In Mandhata's dynasty, Ambarisha, Harita, and Yauvanashva were very prominent. Om Gyanatimirantasya Gyananjana Shamakaya Shakshurinviditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakalamayam Tathati Shapadatikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Shagrashatam Shahagana Raganatam Tam Stam Sajivam Shadvetam Shavadutam Prajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Naditas Sri Vishakhanvitascha Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshari, Dushabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vancha Gopata Gubhyascha, Kripa Sindho Pyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama So we're starting a new chapter concerning the descendants of King Mandhata. But I'm not going to talk about that today. Today is also the appearance day of Sri Advaita Acharya, so I'll talk about him. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever Krishna appears, he appears with his associates. Krishna appears with Balaram, Nanda Yashoda, Radharani, all associates. Ramchandra appears with Lakshman, Hanuman, Sita Devi, Dasharath, all associates. Because Krishna is never alone. Krishna by himself, he's always with his associates, his energies, his expansions. So when Krishna appeared in this world 500 years ago as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared with his associates also. Sangha Pangas Praparshana in Bhagavatam, he appeared with his associates. Sangha Upanga, Sangha Upanga's function. Krishna generally appears with his weapons, like the Sudarshan Chakra, the club, or plow as well. But as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't come with weapons because his business is not to kill the demons. Generally, Krishna Prachanaya sadhunam vinashaya chadushkritam. He comes to protect the devotees and annihilate the miscreants. But in Kali Yuga, everyone's a miscreant. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't vanquish the demons by killing them. Instead, he vanquishes the demonic mentality. So his weapons for that are his Sankirtan associates. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in five features: Panchatattvatmakam Krishna Bhaktarupa Shurupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktapakyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, Atmakam Krishna. Bhakta Rupa, he comes in the form of a devotee. And Balaram comes as Nityananda Prabhu. Vrajendra Nandana Jay Shashi Shuto Vailoshe. Balaram Vailoshe. Krishna comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his first expansion, Lord Balaram, comes as Nityananda Prabhu. They're called Gaur Nityananda. Then, Bhakta Avatar, the Lord's avatar, comes. Krishna has various avatars, the Purush avatars: Mahavishnu, Garudakshaya Vishnu, Kshiradakshaya Vishnu are in charge of the material creation, and that Mahavishnu comes as Advaita Prabhu, Advaita Acharya. Bhaktavatar, Bhaktakya, Bhaktakya, Namami Bhakta Shakti, Gadadhar Prabhu, and Srivas, devotee and devotional energy. So together, these five tattvas are there. These five tattva in the spiritual world is personal. Everything is personal. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vash, and Adi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Sri Vash Adi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. All the devotees are included along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Along with the Panchatattva further expand in the form of the so many devotees. So Advaita Charya is the Mahavishnu. He appeared as senior to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just as Vasudeva Devaki appeared as seniors, Ugrasena, there are so many in the other dynasty, senior to Krishna. So Advaita Acharya appeared as one of the seniors. Advaita Acharya was lamenting that there are no devotees. The whole world is filled with non-devotees. Starting with Navadvipa, where he was staying, and extending in all directions. The whole world is filled with non-devotees. And how will they become Krishna conscious? That was his concern. So he thought that unless Krishna comes personally to deliver them, the fallen souls of Kali Yuga cannot be delivered. So he began praying to the Lord, please come, please come, please come. There's a verse that if someone just worships the Lord with little Ganga water and a tulsi leaf, the Lord becomes very satisfied. So he was worshiping the Lord with Ganges water and tulsi, and in a loud voice requesting, please come, please come, please come, please come. So it was in response to the calling of Advaitacharya that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed the pastime of appearing in this world. Then, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just a young child, he used to come to the place of Advaitacharya, and all the devotees were captivated, such a beautiful child. They were seeing how nice. And later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played the pastime of being a teacher of grammar and a logician. Navadvipa at that time was known as the center of studies for logic. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a very good logician. He could establish some proposition in some way, an argument in such a way, no one could defeat it. Then he would defeat the same argument in such a way that no one could defend it. And then again he would defeat the argument, again he would establish the argument in such a way that no one could defeat it. So he was such, very powerful in logic. But he wasn't showing the signs of being a devotee. So Advaitacharya used to think, and the devotees used to think, if only Nimai Pandit would become a devotee, then it would be nice. Anyway, that later happened. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his Sankirtan movement in Navadvipa. So he began, along with Advaitacharya and the other associates. The Advaitacharya as Mahavishnu, because we shouldn't understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an ordinary person, his associates are all ordinary persons. What is that? Where's our Kirtaniya? What is that verse? The meaning of it is that all the associates of Lord Chaitanya are residents of the spiritual world. Someone know that? What's their song is there? Sri Gauranga Bhaktarane. I've forgotten. Anyway, they're all residents of the spiritual world. So this Advaitacharya is originally the Mahavishnu. The material world doesn't come about just by chance. It's not that chemicals just bubble up and life comes and everything is manifest simply by accident or by matter interacting. Matter has no independent capability to act. Just like a car. A car doesn't automatically drive itself. It needs a person behind the car to drive it. The cell phone doesn't automatically dial numbers. It needs some person to put in the number. Everything needs, all material things need consciousness to make them go. They all need consciousness to make them go. So the material world is organized by the Supreme Consciousness, just as some tiny machine is working by the direction of some small person. So the great machinery of the universe is working. Mayaja chain prakati suyate sacharachu. E dunani nakonteya. Jagat vi parivartate. It's all working by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Matter on its own can't give rise to life. Life comes from the Supreme Life, the Personality of Godhead. So anyone who thinks that life comes from matter is misunderstood. The living entities are impregnated into material nature by the glance of the Mahavishnu. Tasam brahma maho madhyoni raham bija pranakita. The mother doesn't give birth to the child independently. The touch of the father is needed. The father impregnates the mother, then the child is born. But Mother Nature doesn't independently give birth to living entities. The Supreme Father has to be there. That's Krishna in the form of Mahavishnu. And that Mahavishnu appears along with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Advaita Acharya. So today is the appearance day of Advaita Acharya, and we can read about him from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where we can remember his activities in relationship to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Are there any questions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said that today is the appearance day of Advaita Acharya.
I couldn't. Appearance day of Advaita Acharya, yes.
Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is it true?
Advaita Acharya appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? No, he appeared with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You've seen the picture of the Panchatattva, the five. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, Advaita Acharya is there. He's appearing like an old man on the left of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but in five different features. Just like the sun is manifest as the sun, planet, the sunshine. Even a cloud, the cloud is also manifest from the sun, because the sun evaporates water and it becomes clouds. So everything is a manifestation of the sun, but the sun is still individual. Or fire, there's flames, there's wood, there's sparks, all part of the fire. So everything is part of Krishna in different ways. Krishna has his direct expansions, who are non-different from him. And then he has his energies, who are also non-different from him. But there's a difference between the energy and the source of the energy, as there's a difference between fire and the light and heat that come from the fire. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Advaita Prabhu is also not different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but still separate, just as Balaram and Krishna are the same. But they're different, individual. So Advaita Acharya is the same as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he's appearing as a different person, different for a different purpose. Is that okay? Something else?
Mm-hmm. You said that when Krishna appears, he appears with his associates.
Appears?
With his associates.
Yes.
I was asking, why can't he appear just alone without the associates?
There's no fun just appearing alone. If Krishna appears alone, because Krishna, that's Krishna's nature. Just like a king. If the king comes to, or the, suppose the president, If the president comes to Kishinev, will he come alone? No. His ministers will come, his security guards will come, his secretary will come, maybe his wife will come. There'll be a big scene. The king won't come alone, or the president won't come alone. King meets along with his associates and his paraphernalia, his big car will come, maybe a helicopter will come, flags will be there, a national flag, so much will be there. The king won't be alone. So Krishna also, when he comes, he doesn't come alone, he comes with so many associates. And because Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, enjoyment means not alone. When you want to enjoy, you call your friends. And then you enjoy. Alone, we don't feel so much enjoyment. We feel enjoyment when there's someone else. But Krishna is appearing for enjoyment. With the cowherd boys for enjoyment. Krishna's business is to enjoy devotional service. And the devotee's business is to enjoy serving Krishna. So the Krishna comes to manifest that reality of devotional service. So he comes with his devotees. He doesn't come alone. Is that okay? Something else? Yes?
Actually, if Lord Krishna appeared as the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why did he pray in this prayer that Yugai come to Nishana Chakushana?
Why does he what?
Why was he praying the Yugai from Nishana Chakushana
Prashna? Because he's playing the role of the devotee. He's not in the mood that I'm Krishna. Here I am, I'm Krishna, the personality of Godhead. He appears in the role of a devotee. So as a devotee, he's feeling separation from Krishna. He's Krishna, but he's playing the role of a devotee. Therefore, his pastimes are different from the pastimes of Krishna. Krishna is playing as the supreme enjoyer. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is playing as the servant of the Lord. Is that okay? Something else? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.